Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ryan Rupert talking about the accuracy of beef genomics in just a moment.
Hey Ernie, you ready for your new calves?
Well, I'll be ready after I clean out the barn.
Ernie, that old barn's getting ready to blow down.
My daddy built that barn back in 43. Just because it leans and leaks a little don't hurt nothing.
Oh, did you know that you can get a fully assembled and ready-to-use loafing shed or a complete calving facility delivered to your place from Go Bob Pipe and Steel?
Just what I need, a loafing shed. I'm feeling kind of tired. Besides, I thought old Go Bob did was bend pipe with his bare hands, acting like some kind of Superman.
Well, Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel builds loafing sheds, shelters, and barns for cattle and horses, and they're made out of heavy-duty steel that should last a lifetime. Plus, they're portable.
So Go Bob will bring whatever I need to me?
You bet he will.
Well, I'd be real curious to see that loafing shed, and my calves could use a better shelter.
Ernie, check out Go Bob Pipe and Steel at GoBobPipe.com. They'll take good care of you.
And my calves. Me too, with that loafer shed.
At the beginning of this month, Ryan Rupert took a position with the American Angus Association. Before that, he was with Neogen. We talked with him when he was still with Neogen at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego about beef genomics. And we talked with him about the opportunity for seed stock producers to be able to deliver cattle to cow-calf operators with the genetics exactly like they want them.
So if I'm a seed stock breeder with a lot more accuracy than I've ever seen in my lifetime at 0.6 or 60%, I can now start delivering what that cow-calf producer wants on a much more consistent basis, making my reputation the want of that customer to come back to me, to rely on me to provide them with the best bulls or heifers possible. It's like writing a contract that I've never been able to write before. And I can almost guarantee you every single time you're going to get what you paid for. And in the past, we could do that with some kind of accuracy, but not like this. So the commercial guy now has opportunities to get the kind of accuracy through our Igenity line that we would have seen in those virgin bulls that we'd get those 0.15 or 15 to 20% accuracy EPDs in the past. So now I've got a bull that I bought from the seed stock producer with 60% accuracy, which is what we'd see on an AI sire. And I can go out and select my heifers with no information, no weights, no carcass data or anything using the Igenity line. And I can get the kind of accuracy I used to be buying my bulls on. You put that together, that's pretty powerful from where we were about 2 or 3 years ago.
One of the things that we're hearing regarding the genomics element of EPDs is we're able to discover that potential a lot earlier, a lot quicker.
Correct. Right now, we're able to do this on day-old calves and we can take a day-old calf and get the kind of accuracy that we used to have to wait years through AI before we'd ever really see. And Ron, the thing that's really going to blow a lot of people's minds is we've got samples coming in this week. We are going to do genotyping, or we're going to run DNA samples on embryos. And now we're going to be able to get a genomically enhanced EPD with as much as 0.6 or 60% accuracy on an embryo.
The ability to do that is getting very close indeed. And Ryan Rupert says once we're able to do that, we'll be as nimble as our competition.
When I worked at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, I always had to listen about how quickly the chicken and the pig guys can meet consumer demand. Their generation interval was so fast. When we start genotyping embryos, we're in the game now with chickens and pigs, and we can do the things that everybody's talking about here today about quality and consistency. We can do this. What it took us 10 years, we can now do in 2 years. This is really exciting.
So literally with that embryo testing, you're able to zero in on whatever traits you decide to actually check for.
That's correct. And we're just getting into this, so we're not going to be able to do a lot of these embryos to begin with. But, this is really exciting for the industry to be able to come in and start picking which animals we're going to impregnate with what genetics with a lot of accuracy.
Ryan Rupert, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th. It gets underway at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. The sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more sale information, contact Mike or Annie Switzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at www.quartermastercreek.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.